Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So this is our last interview for this calendar year, 2024. And I'm just going to guess maybe you've got some highlights for us, a review of the year.
Well, Mike, you know, you and I both have the opportunity to go out and meet people in the local community and do interviews with them and kind of find out what makes them tick, what, you know, their business plan is. And I'd like to highlight a few people and just things going on in the community that I think are having a really positive impact.
All right, where should we start?
I'd heard about this Tom's Creek Family Farms, and I had seen them down at Soda City Market here in Columbia over the years, and was asked to go down and do an interview with the owner of that, Larry Schneeberger. So I went down to 912 Lady Street to do an interview with Larry at a place called the Farmers Market Exchange. So out of this family's farm out in Hopkins and taking their produce and finding a business plan for their farm, it's just evolved into a lot of really interesting developments. So yes, down at Soda City Market, but they've created this large space down on Lady Street that is a bakery and a butchery, and you can get a coffee and a sandwich, and they're providing not just an outlet for their own food, but they're providing an outlet for other people's and other farmers' connections that they've made throughout the years. So really appreciate what they're doing, bringing local produce to Columbia. And they also have a mobile unit that they are taking to some of these food deserts, places that don't have immediate access to retail groceries. Anyway, I really, really appreciate what they're doing supporting local South Carolina agriculture.
All right, who's next?
Well, Mike, this next one, I just love this story also. This one started in the Upstate, and it was a trio of people who developed a hotel in the Upstate called the Shepherd Hotel. So one of the developers in this was a father of two kids that I think he has of Down syndrome. So they developed a place in the Upstate called the Shepherd Hotel. And the vision for this was an opportunity for the employees to be people with disabilities. And given the popularity of this and the impact that it's making, we get the news that there's going to be a second Shepherd Hotel in Columbia. So right downtown, another just great connection with private investment, a connection to the university, a place for people to go in and make an impact, and people with disabilities to go in and work in this environment. I think that's just an extraordinary story.
Well, Alan, we have just about a minute left. Where should we go next?
Yeah, I would like to go down to the Lowcountry. And again, this was something that I kind of walked into. I thought I was going down to do an interview with a nonprofit down there called the Greenheart Project, and to interview their executive director, a guy named Jesse Blom. What I walked into was a combination of an interview with him, but also Sean Fleming, who is one of the founders of Revelry Brewing in Charleston. And the story that I'd love people to go to Lowcountry Biz SC and hear this story. It's an extraordinary 10-year partnership between this private company, a for-profit Revelry Brewing, and their support of what the Greenheart Project is doing. And what Greenheart does is build local gardens now across the Charleston area as kind of educational tools for kids to get out of the classroom and go and see how their food is grown. So the 10-year partnership has created over $210,000 worth of funds that have gone to the Greenheart Project. It's created a block party. And I just really like companies that have found their way to make an impact in the communities and support things in a really kind of in a natural way.
Well, Alan, great information. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites around our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.